Welcome to our program, Everyday English. We're going to start our usual Friday quiz presently. If you're ready, that is. Question one.
I would like you to comment on the acceptability and meaning of each of the following sentences. A. We were late for work largely because of the go-slow between T Junction and the Mamadou Market. B. Each of us was expected to bring his or her own lunch. Please listen to the question again. I would like you to comment on the acceptability and meaning of each of the following sentences. A. We were late for work largely because of the go-slow between T Junction and the Mamadou Market. B. Each of us was expected to bring his or her own lunch.
Question 2.
Listen to these sentences and tell me what you think of them as grammatical sentences. A. Except you pay the rent advance we have agreed upon, I won't give you the keys. B. Everyone was wrong unless your son. C. You can't be here unless you give us an acceptable undertaking. And D. Except for a few children here and there, the grounds were empty. The question again. Listen to these sentences and tell me what you think of them as grammatical sentences. A. Except you pay the rent advance we have agreed upon, I won't give you the keys. B. Everyone was wrong, unless your son. C. You can't be here unless you give us an acceptable undertaking. And D. Except for a few children here and there, the grounds were empty.
Question 3.
I am going to give you two simple sentences. One is correct, the other is not. Say which one is correct and which is not. A. You had better know right at the beginning who your supporters and your detractors are. B. You had better known right at the beginning who your supporters and your detractors are. The question again. I am going to give you two simple sentences. One is correct, the other is not. Say which one is correct and which is not. A. You had better know right at the beginning who your supporters and your detractors are. And B. You had better known right at the beginning who your supporters and your detractors are.
Thank you. Now, listeners, I propose that as we usually do at this time, each question will be repeated, followed by what Kofi thinks is a right answer in each case. Question 1.
I would like you to comment on the acceptability of each of the following sentences. A. We were late for work, largely because of the go-slow between the T-junction and the Mamadou Market.
The word go slow does not convey the speaker's intention. The reason why they were late was principally because of the heavy vehicular traffic between the T Junction and the Mamadou Market. The appropriate word to have been used is heavy vehicular traffic, not go slow, which refers to an organized tactic by workers to frustrate employers.
B. Each of us was expected to bring his or her own lunch.
The word each in the sentence is one of those pronouns which can refer to both male and female. In this respect, its function is different from the singular pronouns he and she, which refers to male and female only. The sentence is correct because it ensures that each agrees with his and her, considered to reflect its dual status in the grammar. These days, however, To avoid clumsiness in using two pronouns to agree with each, there is a tendency to use the plural they and its forms to agree with the pronoun each. Thus, instead of "each one should bring his or her own lunch," the speaker could have said, "each one should bring their own lunch."
Question 2.
Listen to these sentences and tell me what you think of them as grammatical sentences. A. Except you pay the rent advance we have agreed upon, I won't give you the keys.
This sentence is ungrammatical. A better sentence is, unless you pay the rent advance we have agreed upon, I won't give you the keys.
B. Everyone was wrong unless your son.
The sentence is ungrammatical. The correct substitute is, everyone was wrong except your son.
C. You can't be here unless you give us an acceptable undertaking.
Correct.
D. Except for a few children here and there, the grounds were empty.
Correct.
Question 3.
I'm going to give you two simple sentences. One is correct, the other is not. Say which one is correct and which is not. You had better know right at the beginning who your supporters and your detractors are.
Correct.
B. You had better known right at the beginning who your supporters and your detractors are.
Incorrect.
Thank you both. Now, I hope our listeners found the questions interesting as well as reasonably easy. We hope to meet you again early next week at the same time. We thank you for your interest and attention. Have a good weekend. Till we meet again, it's goodbye from us.